Perikei Mishneh Gimel. Machar Leyes Asagav, somebody sells a field, V'nasan Leyes Miktsas Damim, and the purchaser of the field gives him a down payment, doesn't buy the field outright, he just gives him a down payment. V'amar Leyes, he tells him, the seller tells him, Emesai Sheterza, whenever you want, Havi Mais, bring the rest of the money, V'tala Shalach, and you'll take what's yours. So whenever you have your money ready, the rest of the money after the down payment, you give it to me, and retroactively from the time of the down payment, you will own this field. Aser. It is aser at that point for either the seller or the buyer to enjoy the payris of this field until this transaction is finalized because of the isra of ribis, and I'll explain in a second. So during the time when there's only a down payment and there is actually no payment on this, there's no final payment, and the transaction is sort of in limbo, and they're waiting to see whether the person comes up, the buyer comes up with the rest of the money, the payris of this field are aser. The Rav explains, the buyer can't enjoy these payris during this time because suppose the buyer eventually doesn't buy the field, he doesn't come up with the rest of the money. So the buyer will get back his down payment, and if the buyer was able to enjoy the payris during this time, that's an Isra of Ribis. The buyer gave a down payment, he lent money to the seller of the field. He was allowed to enjoy payris during this time. He got his money back, so he's getting more on his loan than he lent out initially. That is an Isra of Ribis, so it is Aser. This, on the other hand, the seller also can't enjoy the produce of this field because suppose at the end of the day the buyer does come across with the money, the seller will have benefited from this field because he extended credit. He didn't force the buyer to buy the field outright. So because he extended credit, he had, even though he didn't own the field, because eventually if the buyer comes and buys it retroactively, the buyer owns the field from day one. So the seller enjoyed these payris just because he extended credit to the buyer, and that would be an Isra Ribis. In such a case, says the Rav, this produce or the food from such a field would be put in escrow until this transaction is finalized, and we know which way, whether it is valid transaction, not a valid transaction, but it is usur for both sides to eat or enjoy any of the payris during this period. Hilvoh al-sadeu, if he lent him money on the security of money on this field, suppose somebody has a field worth $1,000, and somebody takes a mortgage out for $500. For Armalai, the person lending him the money tells him, if you do not pay me or cannot pay me from now until 3 years, the field is mine from when I lent you the money. In such a case, too, the payris would be usur from both sides at that point because we don't know whether he's actually going to come up with the money that was mortgaged to him at the period of 3 years, or he won't come up with it. And for the similar reasons, it will be ribis if either side enjoys payris. But harei yoshaloi, this transaction is indeed a transaction. The payris do need to put an escrow, but the transaction is valid. The kachayim basis ben zainan aisa. This is what basis ben zainan made a living out of this. Api chachamim, and it was sanctioned by the chachamim, and he would lend people money and take the money and take the field eventually, or take title after 3 years or after a set amount of time. But he was not allowed to enjoy the payris during that period, and the payris, and for the same reason as the first case in the Mishnah, was put into escrow. This does not. Rav talks about the inyan of a smachta here, the inyan of an insincere transaction, a transaction which is sort of like a toxic loan, a loan that you know won't be paid back here, and this is considered a kinyan gomer and a good kinyan. Perikei Mishneh Dalet, ein mayshiv and chemveni lamachzis sachar. You're not allowed to set up a storekeeper. You're not allowed to commission a storekeeper for half profit. You're not allowed to go to a storekeeper, give him $1,000, say, and say, go to the market, buy a certain product, and we'll be partners 50-50. The Mishnah here utilizes the inyan of iska, which is, as the Rav says, palga malve upalgi pekotin. Iska is half a loan and half a pekotin. Because they are partners here, half of it is a loan to the storekeeper, because the storekeeper is able to receive profits or suffer losses on his half a portion, and half of it is an investment for the investor, the person who gave him the money. And because this is considered ribis, because the storekeeper is managing the investor's portion to compensate him for the loan. So there's a loan and there's a deposit. He's using his half to compensate him for the investment that the investor is doing. This is considered ribis and it is aser. Additionally, he shouldn't give money for him to buy any sort of produce, for also half a profit for this palga malva u palga bakadon, which is the Indian of iska. He has to pay him the amount of a worker. Once he pays him, the only way to make it permissible for such an arrangement is by giving the storekeeper some sort of fee or wages for managing his half of the investment. If he doesn't pay him for managing his half of the investment, the investor is getting an additional income or additional, he's getting this ribis out of the chenveni, out of the storekeeper, because the chenveni is really running the business. He's doing everything for him. So he has to compensate him and pay him for the value for managing his loan. Hens can't be set up to brood or to sit on eggs for half profit, similarly to the ratio to the first part of the Mishnah. And you can't do the same thing for young calves or young horses for half profit. Only if you give schar to the person, to the farmer who's raising them. Because again, the farmer's toiling and the farmer's, you're getting more than the value of your investment here for the 50% profit that you don't own. Aval, mekablin agalin usyachon lemechza, but you could do such a transaction with agalin, with calves or with young horses for half. Umegadlin oisan achiu mishaloshin, and they are raised until they are a third of their growth, because that is a point when they're strong enough and they could be sold at that point. The chamar and a donkey, achde tayanis, a donkey, once it's able to bear some sort of burden, can also be sold. So the second half of the Mishnah, when it starts by Ava Makablam Agolam Asyachala Mechza, is talking about where the borrower is not Makabal Achrayas and something like this, which means if this animal dies at that point, or their animal gets lost, he's not responsible, he doesn't have to pay anything. So because he doesn't have to pay anything, there's very minimal involvement he has to do on his part. So in this case, he wouldn't need to be compensated. But in the case where a farmer is responsible for the death or the loss of an animal, then the investor would have to pay him extra for the amount of cost of how much he toiled and how much he worked for the responsibility of this animal, since there is additional responsibility that the farmer has to the investor, suppose it gets lost or it gets stolen, and to compensate him so that there's no inyan ribis and that his loan is exactly what he gets back at the end of the day, he would have to pay him additional money.